The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Wow, it's been a long time, man. When in Rome with Stuart Rome back on Tony Curry Radio. He has been all over the country. He's been all over the world. He's been all over the spa. I'd like to put together a little story and say that maybe you were in Costa Rica checking out some new spas or maybe some new stuff for the Woodhouse Day Spa. But I think you were just there on fun, weren't you? And you had some excitement while you were there as well. Stuart Rome, ladies and gentlemen, on When in Rome, the award-winning show right here back in the studio. What's up, my friend? How are you?
Oh, no. It was definitely business, because now I can write it off.
There you go. There you go.
I was definitely scouting out locations.
There you go. There you go.
But no, we had a great time. We went to Bahamas before that for a wedding, and then Costa Rica and with some friends. It was great. Went to like three different places in Costa Rica. Had a great time.
Fantastic. You mentioned the earth shook.
We did with 4.9
earthquake.
When we were there, it wasn't terrible. I mean, it was very moderate. You know, we were out on this little deck at this bar that's kind of overlooks the rainforest. And man, suddenly you just like think. My wife's like, "What was that?" I'm like, "I don't know." And then it started again, like in the overhead little awning started shaking. I was like, "Just don't move. It'll be fine." You know.
Wow.
And it was only about 10 seconds, but it was pretty cool. I've never, been through hurricanes and tornadoes and everything else, but never earthquakes. So that was good to add that to the list.
So, and I've always wanted to experience that. And Josh Claypool, my good friend, lived out in California, has been through a dozen of those things. And he said, it's the most terrifying thing you will ever go through because you totally have absolutely no control. What did it feel like? What did it feel like for you?
It was so quick that it took me a minute to process what it was. And it was just, I didn't feel in danger. We were pretty safe place. There was nothing overhead. You know, we were out on this patio, so it's like nothing could really fall on us. And it was over so quick that by the time it was done, I looked up and said, I think that was an earthquake. You know,
wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
Sure enough, the staff came out and said everything's fine. If you know, if it happens again, we're going to move y'all in or something.
Pretty commonplace there.
It happens. I mean, it's not. It doesn't happen very often, but they told me that they've had them few before. But you know, it's not like I don't know, some places probably like you said, California. I don't think it happens. I don't think there are as many tremors in Costa Rica, but yeah, it definitely happens.
So while you were in Costa Rica, I was in Costa Rica as well at the movie theater. I was watching Jurassic Park Reborn, a rebirth. I didn't realize they were coming out with a new Jurassic Park. And my son and I have always had this thing where we go and see all the Jurassic Park movies. We've done it since they came out in the 90s, and it was good. Scarlett Johansson's in it, and she's rocking, by the way. She always looks good in whatever movie she's in. So it was worth the price. Yeah. $16 just to see her for 3 hours was pretty good. And so I've always wondered, because I think a lot of people have been to Costa Rica, obviously through the movies and through that particular movie. And it is one of the most beautiful, islands, one of the most beautiful areas of the world to be in. And I've had several people ask me the question. I don't know this, and I probably could look it up, but I'm going to ask you, do they talk about dinosaurs? Do they talk about Jurassic Park there? Is there anything remotely close that looks like Jurassic Park there? Do they sell Jurassic Park toys there? Because I mean, it's been shot there, you know, 6 and 7 times. And that's what that island's known for is dinosaurs. And now, of course, earthquakes and volcanoes.
So I think I've been, this is probably my fifth trip to Costa Rica.
Wow.
I've always stayed at least a week and traveled all around to different places. You know, so it's such a diverse country. That's the great thing about it. You can be up in the rainforest or, you know, 4,000 feet in the mountain, and then you can go down to the beach in, you know, an hour or two. And it's just so diverse as far as what you get to see with the wildlife and the monkeys and everything else. There's so many different animals running around just right in front of your feet. But, you know, in all those times that I visited, I never once heard a local talk about dinosaurs. I ever saw one in like a souvenir.
So, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, I know an answer, and that kind of bums me out a little bit, but it kind of doesn't. I would just think that since they've shot that movie there, and everyone's just, when you think of Costa Rica, the first thing most people think of is Jurassic Park. If they haven't been there, you obviously don't think that way because you've been there for five different times. But
Like there's national parks that are really cool that you could kind of see maybe, you know, that being filmed in there. Or but it's really now maybe up in the like Manuel Antonio, they have a national park, you know, maybe they probably sell some gifts like that in the gift shops and stuff. But as far as like in the little cities and in the surf towns and all that, I've never seen it.
I would wonder, I would think that it'd be a moneymaker. And I'm not saying that people would take a vacation to Costa Rica because of Jurassic Park, but certainly if you went there, you'd probably wonder if there was some type of, I don't know, some remembrance or statue, or maybe even the Jurassic Park, you know, the opening of the park.
Tour or like, something,
Yeah, you'd think there'd be some type of tour or something like that.
That could be, but I just, you know, it's not something I've seen advertised.
I'm going to look that up, try to look that up while we're talking just so people know, but that is awesome. And I'm glad you got a chance to go, and a happy summer to you, and happy to have you back on Tony Curry Radio. We've got like 8,000 emails wondering where the hell you been, what's going on, where's my music, what's going on with the Woodhouse Day Spa. Everything's still good. He just went out of town for a couple weeks. You certainly deserve it. So tell me what's going on with the Woodhouse Day Spa. We are 6 weeks away from college football, which means we're 6 weeks away from fall weather and the holiday season. What's going on at the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com?
Yeah, well, you know, we, the About Town magazine issue just came out, and we won best spa in Birmingham again.
Nice, nice.
So that was like 6 years in a row. That was exciting. They actually just dropped the magazines off a couple of days ago at the spa. So that, and of course, we're right in the middle of the summer. So things during the week, but weekends are still packed, and we're getting ready for, like you said, the cooler weather. Hopefully, it seems like it's off in the distance, but I think it'll be coming. And football season, of course, and like you said, believe it or not, you mentioned holidays. Well, I got an email yesterday from corporate. We're having a Zoom call in about 3 weeks regarding holiday promotions.
Wow.
It's pretty unbelievable. You know, it takes a long time to get that stuff set up. So we start early.
That's fantastic. Well, we love that. And I know I can't wait. Like every other show I'm doing here on Tony Curry Radio has a college football feel to it. And everyone's looking forward to that. And of course, it's just a great time of the year because people are spending money and getting ready to look good for the holidays. And certainly people are doing that for the summer. By the way, there is a real Jurassic Park. Even though dinosaurs don't exist outside the movies, Costa Rica is very real. The country is home to some amazing destinations. And of course, if you're hungry for your own Jurassic Park adventure, you can check out the real Jurassic Park, in Costa Rica's Isla de Coco, which was filmed for the intro sequences. The Isla Nublar, has many different islands. And so you can actually take a, right above Rio Celeste? It's right there in the landing in the bay in Jurassic Park, which is filmed at Coco Island. So they do have the Jurassic Park thing. So if you want to go experience Jurassic Park in Costa Rica, you can do that. So there you have it.
There you go.
Now you got a sixth reason to go to Costa Rica.
I prefer to surf instead of the bar and the beach, but anyway, that's fine.
There's no doubt. It is with college football season coming up, and I know you had Mother's Day, Father's Day, a lot of different things, Valentine's Day. I can't believe the year's half over again. I was talking to my son. I was like, we're 4 months away from putting Christmas decorations up again. It's just insane. But what are some of the things? Obviously, people are going down to the beach. The semaglutide thing has gotten a hold of this country, so people are losing weight. We're feeling good. We're looking good. Just talk about some of the specials you got going on at the Woodhouse Day Spa, and how people can make their summer last, because before you know it, it will be cooling off, believe it or not. But tell people how they can make it last. I know you got the hydrofacial thing, which is a new thing there. Talk about some of the great things going on at the wonderful Woodhouse Day Spa.
Yeah, you know, we're kind of in that mode where skincare is always important, but you know, we're in the summertime, so it's really important that we push the sunblocks and sunscreens and taking care of your skin. So we're still in that mode. And of course, the waxing is big with people going to the beach. We're still doing all that stuff. So that's, you know, we've kind of been in that mode for, you know, a month and a half, 2 months now. And that's going to continue. And like I stress that skincare 360, how many days, 4 or 5 days in a year and a half, I think it is. But you know, especially during the summertime, we really really, really stressed that you got to take care of the skin, especially with this sunblock. So after that, you know, we're looking at doing some things for college football season.
Yeah.
And, you know, we, what else have we got going on? We're going to have, we've got some, so we do have some little summer cocktails that we're serving right now, like a champagne with some pineapple. And so we added, you know, a few little wrinkles in there for the summertime, but we're just, you know, waiting for the big stuff to start as soon as the kids go back to school and parents, you know, back working full time and then to work with the kids. I think that's when things really start picking up again.
And I, as a business, I'm kind of hoping for that area of time too. I love the summertime, but it's hard to get in touch with people and people are flying all over the place and everyone's taking some time off. And so get it out of your system. And we'll get ready to get some of some business coming around football season. It's going to be huge.
One more, you know, one more holiday coming up for summer. Yep. It's Labor Day and that would be the end of that, I think.
There you go. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. We got a lot of emails to get into. You're doing alternative rock today on your show. I'm going to let you give me your first song there and we'll get into some emails. What you got?
We're going to do a little Incubus. Wish You Were Here.
Wish You Were Here. Incubus. We do alternative rock here on our When in Rome with Stuart Rome. Make sure you put With Stuart Rome on there because you can find us wherever we're available through Spotify and any major place where you find all your podcast. We want to make sure that there's other When in Rome's out there because it's a kind of a common name, but not with Stuart Rome. So that's one of a kind. So make sure you check that out and we'll take care of you. Tommy in Birmingham says, I know you guys love doing promotions. I have a great college promotion for you. How about if you win gift cards slash blah, dot, 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 dot. If Alabama wins 9 games or Auburn wins 7 games, you know, this is a very interesting time of the year because Alabama lost more games last year than they had in 18 years. Auburn, of course, didn't go to a bowl game again. It's Hugh Freeze's third season, and I would venture to guess that if he doesn't make that mark, he's done. So maybe you could do something where you get some out, because anytime you do an Alabama-Auburn type of competition, it's usually good for the business.
Yeah, I was, you know, and that was one of the things we were thinking about doing week to week is running some kind of contest similar to that.
There you
possibly
go.
But that's more of a whole season kind of thing. Looking at maybe, you know, like a pick 'em kind of thing or for gift cards and, you know, who's got the, you know, who picks the most against the spread and certain games. And so I'm kicking that around and that would be kind of like, something would send out on email or social and, you'd have to respond to it, probably more social media than email. So it's something where it's a good idea, of course. And of course, maybe it's the season long, like you said, the Auburn win over under whatever would be great.
Yeah. If you did, I would say make it because the over under for Alabama is 9.5. I think Auburn's 6.5 or 7. I would say make it 10 for Alabama and 8 for Auburn and maybe, you know, pick your side. You get to pick one team or the other 8 or 10 and you get to pick. And then, you know, you can have that part of your mailers. And then you're obviously a huge college football fan. Your fan base loves that and knows that. And then if their favorite team wins a certain number of games, they get $50 off or something or whatever. I mean, that'd be great.
I could have Kip Keeper set the, Keeper set the weekly, the weekly games and spread with a pick.
You can do that. I'm sure Kip would love that. He's still wanting to get a massage there at the studio. And by the way, you still need to come in and see us at ABC 33.4. Now that you're back in town, we can do that. And we probably need to do that soon because football season is right around the corner. We'll get you in there. Susie in Northport wants to know, what's the worst sunburn Stuart Rome's ever gotten and how did he get it and where did he get it at?
We've discussed this many times. I think he probably did the same thing. It was back in like high school and college when we used to go to Destin before Destin is what it is now. Condos, and that was about it. But, you know, we used to I didn't even know what the hell sunscreen was.
Yeah.
And we'd go out on the beach and just bake and bake and bake, get bright red to the point where you just miserable, of course, peeling off. You know, skin after skin, just like almost like it was like a leper, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. And it happened a couple of times before I realized, you know, there is shit that you can do to stop that. So I started wearing sunscreen, but that was a couple of years there. I think it was like, I'm going to say it was around 1981 and 2-ish around that time that we'd go to Destin and just stupidly bake and then, you know, 2 days later you'd be peeling off in sheets, which is pretty disgusting. Yeah. But I'm lucky I'm lucky I never showed up with skin cancer so far, hopefully.
Yeah, it would happen one time. Just one time every summer. And it usually was the first time you got out there where it got really hot. You go to a lake or something like that. And after that one time, you're like, it's never happened again. But I don't remember. I think back in our day, I didn't put sunscreen on until I turned 50. I just don't remember ever putting sunscreen. Well, I did. You know what I did? I started doing it when I had kids. When I had kids, I started putting sunscreen on them. And that was the first time I put sunscreen on. But you just stayed out of the sun. I mean, you just didn't get in the sun because.
I remember one of those trips. I was on the beach. It was probably the third day we were there. And I was so burned. And I had walked down the beach. And suddenly it hit me that my skin was so hot. It felt like it was on fire. I was like, I got to go inside. I mean, my skin is actually burning right now.
Yeah.
And that's pitiful. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Right. For some reason we all have our burn spots, but mine are the top of my feet, man.
That's the worst. Yeah. Just, then you can't walk. You can't put shoes on. You can't do anything.
Oh man. I mean, if that's, you know, you would think it'd be my nose cause it's 4 feet closer to the sun than the rest of my body. But, my feet, man, the top of my damn feet.
I thought
feet.
That would block your feet.
Well, you know, you would think it would. I could actually, people get some sunscreen by just sitting in the shadow of my nose, in sunlight, but the top of my feet burn like hell. It hurts. Like, and I always think to put sunscreen on it. I know my dad used to have problems with his ears. It was always his ears. And he, you know, we'd always give him hell because he looked like something about Mary. He'd have a big goop, a group of shits hanging from his earlobes. And I'm like, dude, wipe it into your earlobes, dude. I mean, make sure it's into your earlobes. You look like a goofball. But anyway, that was good. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Again, we haven't answered emails in about 3 or 4 weeks. So bear with us because we got a bunch of them here. Susie in Birmingham, ask Stuart, tan lines or no tan lines?
I like tan lines, actually.
I do too. I do too. Ladies, we do. I mean, I think it's fantastic. I think.
Remember the old Playboys in the 80s?
Oh, No, it gives us a place to start with. I totally agree with you. I think tan lines. It's funny because I guess the spray on tanning thing has gotten to be so big.
Yeah.
Have you ever done a spray on tan?
I did it one time when I was in Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. I was going to this charity event. I was staying at my friend's house, and his wife had a spray tan person come to the house.
Oh.
And she's like, "Oh, why don't you try it?" I'm like, "I don't want it." And she's saying, "Yeah, come on, just try it." It's all right. So we did it, and I think I was orange.
Yeah.
It was not a good experience. It just felt like I was orange and I just didn't like it.
Now, if you do a spray on tan, that does not in any way protect you from the real sun, correct? Or no?
No, not at all. Right.
Okay. So, cause a lot of people think that you get a spray on tan and it's kind of a good, and we used to hit the, you know, the tanning beds, and I guess there's still tanning beds out there, right? You can still do that. I'm sure there's some places that some people because tanning beds, you know, always feel better. Whenever how to make 5 pounds of fat look good, you tan it. It always looks better. So we would always feel a lot better to go ahead and get that base because you'd go for a couple of weeks before you went to the beach so you wouldn't get burned, which was kind of, I guess,
it didn't really work. But
no, it really didn't work.
Sounds good in theory.
Yeah, it really does. So you would think that if you had a spray on, but I mean, with the spray on stuff, I would think there'd be some SPF in the spray stuff, wouldn't there?
I mean, it's possible, but that, you know, SPF only lasts for just like sunscreen. You put it on and basically it's good for a certain amount of time. But once you go swimming and all that crap. So I don't think it's going to last even if it's in there.
Yeah. All right. We got more emails here. We got a ton to get to. We're just going to rip through them. Give me another song here as we go. Some alternative rock. Go.
You want two? Let's do two.
Yeah, let's do two. It sounds good.
Let's do, we're going to do a little Fuel, Shimmer, and we do Puddle of Mud, Blurry.
Puddle of Mud, Fuel, and Incubus. That's right. We're doing alternative music here on When in Rome with Stu Arome, one of the few formats where you can actually find us, and you can see us everywhere. And of course, you can get the verbiage part. The audio part is no problem. It's the music. The bands want to make their money, so you got to go to Spotify in order to watch our particular thing. And you can also check us out on our YouTube channel as well. They're usually up for a couple of days before they take us down because of the music rights, but you can get on there and get after it. That's what makes your show so special, because it's so different. We actually talk about business, we talk about fun stuff, and we talk about the music as well. Steve in Birmingham wants to know about your HydraFacial. I've got several emails about HydraFacial, so you're going to be answering three or four emails at a time. Want to know the difference between a HydraFacial and a regular facial. What does the hydro mean? I know that's a relatively new experience you have there at the Woodhouse Day Spa. Please explain.
Yeah, so of course my estheticians would be much, much better at explaining this to everyone, but it's basically a device. It's a machine. It looks like a robot, actually, but the esthetician has a wand that's attached to the machine, and the machine has four or five different solutions in there, plus these things called boosters, which is facial specific, like a lip booster or eye booster or those kind of things, collagen. But it basically it does everything. It's like a non-invasive type facelift, so to speak. It's you see instant results. The one, you start with cleansing the face, and then it also does extractions. It helps with fine lines and wrinkles and discoloration and all those kind of things. And the best thing is that you should see instant results, but there's no downtime, like a facial, obviously. So you could get it, in the middle of the day and then go out that same night. So that's the best part of it. And like I said, there's like targeted little boosters that we can add in that usually they'll do, I guess, close to the end of it. You can do like collagen. There's like a J-Lo booster for the lips. There's all kind of different options that you can pick from, besides the regular HydraFacial. So it's, like I said, my SDs could really give you the technical info on it, but that's basically it in a nutshell.
Sounds pretty cool. And how long does that actual procedure last? Like a week? Or, how long can you actually feel it in your skin? For a while,
yeah,
right?
It should be a few weeks. Yeah. Maybe more. We recommend, the series that we offer is perfect because you pay for five and you get six.
Yeah.
So that's something you could buy and maybe do it every month or every 2 months. If you do it every 2 months, then, that six to five is going to last you the whole year.
No doubt. That six to five deal is something that goes on the entire year. You buy five services, you get six. And he has had some special things around Black Friday and stuff where you actually get seven, but we're six for five right now. So as soon as we find out, maybe that'd be something that you do with your college football thing, which would be really, really good. Tim in Southside wants to know about cupping. We've actually had several, and it's usually around the Olympics. And I'm trying to think if there's been something, maybe FIFA, if there's something that's on television. It's weird how these questions come up, and they always come up at the same time. And then I don't see a question about it for several months, and then they come back up again. So maybe there's something on television where you're seeing some athletes. Maybe Wimbledon. I think I saw a couple people in Wimbledon that actually had the suction cup looks on their shoulders or on their back. What is cupping? What exactly does it do? And wanted to know if the Woodhouse Day Spa entertains that idea of doing cupping.
Yeah, we look at it. We don't really. We have a little bit of, there's a facial cupping that's just good for circulation, these little small cups, but not the big ones. I think it became, most famous when, during the Olympics for swimming, because those guys, they have the shirts off the whole time, and you can see the little round circles all over their body, which it basically just improves circulation.
Okay.
Its suction improves that, I guess what it does is it opens up the arteries a little bit because of the suction. But I don't really know, I guess it's beneficial if so many people do it, but, I just don't know a whole lot about it.
Okay, there you go. And you can probably get on the internet and pull up cupping and find out.
You look like you have polka dots all over yourself.
Yeah, you do. It's not something you want to wear about a strapless dress with if you're going to go cupping earlier. We also have, Wayne. Wayne wants to know, thanks, listen to the show, fantastic show, blah, 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 blah. Wants to know if your skin technicians or your massage therapist see any strange markings on a person's body, will they let them know? I'm assuming we're talking about moles. That you don't want to make it an uncomfortable situation. And obviously if someone's got a mole the size of a turtle on their back, they're going to know they have a mole. I'm assuming, but so how does one of your skin technicians, how do they actually get into that area? How do they angle into, should I say something? Should I not say something? So there's no embarrassment there. How's that work?
Yeah, this is a common question we get on the show, right?
Yeah.
We do for sure. You know, that's where they're trained to look for. And usually you're looking for, you know, a dark spot. Usually if it's rough and raised, that's kind of a clue that you should have it looked at. Doesn't mean that it's anything, you know, but you should definitely have it looked at. So they'll call it out, but of course they're not going to say, oh my God, did you see this thing on your back? You better go get this damn thing checked out. It might be cancer.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be more like, hey, have you had this checked out? You know, most of the time it's not a big deal, but I just wanted to point it out to you. I think you should, because it's, you know, it's a little rough, or go see a dermatologist about it and just get it biopsied real quick, that kind of thing, you know. And most of the time, like I said, it's not anything, but sometimes it is. So you definitely want to, we definitely want to call it out.
There you go. Stacy in Southside wants to know, and again, we read all these questions. I don't know where they're coming from. I don't know if they know you, or they don't know if you're going to answer the question. She wants to know, have you ever had a pulled Achilles?
I have not, thank God. That's an awful injury. You see it a lot in the NFL. Well, that was Aaron Rodgers, you know, his injury, second play of the game, whatever, the season before. But, it's a really bad injury that just takes a good year really to get over, you know, and it's, thank God I have not had that. No,
it's one of the injuries that you actually see, you know, when it's happening, you can actually see it roll up, which is pretty crazy. And since we're on that question, I know that massage therapy and certainly therapy as we know it, depending on what type of surgery I had. I've got a guy that works for me. He just had orthopedic knee surgery, and he's going through his PT right now. And I had my shoulder and my neck done. Thank goodness I didn't have to go through any PT. I think it's changed just a little bit as long as you stay active a little bit. But how important is massage therapy, or just massages, period, based on what type of surgery you have? And just, I mean, as far as a reconstruction of the muscle and of whatever has been particularly fixed or repaired or torn, how important is it that you get massages in those areas? I would think for an Achilles heel, I think would be really important. I would think that if you have a pulled growing or something like it, could be really important to get rub downs. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so that would be more of the, like you said, the rehab process.
Yeah.
That would typically be done in the PT's office if they thought that massage would be, of course, obviously it's not going to be right after you get the surgery, but they'll slowly probably incorporate some of that stuff into the physical therapy. You know, usually it's about an hour, I guess. But of course, we're not going to want to get involved in it, because we want you to be with your physical therapist and under the guidance of the doctors. But of course, after you get through it, then it would be great to come see us and just get some, you know, regular massages, keep those muscles stretched out, keep them warm. And, but I, you know, I don't think that, I'm not going to want to add in right away, because it's just, it'd probably kill you, number one.
Yeah, there's no doubt. No,
But yeah, I think they'll probably add some of that stuff into the routine, you know, as you get along in the process.
Stuart, time flies, man. We're already at the mark. You got two more songs we're going to play in a few minutes. Before we get there, tell people how they can find you. Welcome back to the United States of America. So glad you had a wonderful trip, and looking forward to football season and everything that comes along with that. But tell people how they can find you, man.
Yeah, can't wait. Appreciate it. We're down on the summit, across from Saks Fifth Avenue. So we love to have people stop by so we can see faces. But if you can't do that, we're on the web 24/7, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. You can book appointments and purchase gift cards there, or give us a call at 205-905-7676.
Beautiful. So far, Incubus, Fuel, and Puddle. Give us your last two alternative rock tunes. We'll let you ride.
Yeah, we're going to go with a little Everclear, one of my favorite cities, Santa Monica, and Eve 6, Inside Out.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.